You are listening to the Horse Lover Stories, the audio about relationships between horses and equestrians. I am Marie Sand, and I translate what people feel for their horses into paintings and drawings. This time, I have a meeting with John Blackburn, an architect specialized in designing horse barns. It's Thursday morning in Washington, D.C. I walk down Durpin Circle until I reach Ann Street, where John's office is. One of these typical streets in D.C. that has historical neat townhouses. I climb the stairs and meet John Blackburn at the entrance. I wanted to meet with him to hear about the two principles behind his sustainable equestrian facilities, natural light and natural ventilation, as he defines them. I was expecting to hear about foundations, structure, municipal regulations, geological challenges, and so on, all very interesting. But I discovered something even more interesting, that designing barns has much more to do with human stories and that connection we share with horses and our environment.
She came to me and said, we're buying this property, I want to build a horse farm. My daughters are learning to ride, and I want to get back into riding. And so what I want to do is ride with my horses, and then at the end of the day, I want to have a place by my barn where I can sit in my little rocking chair, look out over the fields, look out over the arena, and see and have my drink, and see my daughters riding, and see my horses. And that, to me, is what that was her goal. And we did it, and she loves it. Every farm has its emotional connection to the owner, but they're all different, and that's the unique thing about it. And that's what makes it interesting, is that they're all different.
John Blackburn has designed more than 200 horse barns around the world. He has developed equestrian facilities applying the theory of natural light and natural ventilation. We talked about how John became a horse barn architect.
When I was starting out just doing small projects, mostly residential. And then we got this, I had a partner at the time, and we got this call from a landscape designer in Middleburg who said, we're looking for an architect to design horse farms, a horse farm. And my partner and I looked at it and talked about it. So, well, we haven't done much of anything. They're interviewing several architects for this farm. But why not? We'll try it. We'll go after it. We'll interview and see what happens because we have nothing to lose. And we were just in a little one-room office somewhere. So we learned that the client was very interested in his projects, his buildings, barns, and his farm fitting into the local context of that area, which was Middleburg and Northern Virginia. So having not done anything like that, we went out and we photographed all these buildings, barns, houses, commercial buildings. We took those drawings, we put them on the boards, rendered them, presented them to the owner and said, if you want barns to fit into this environment, these are the shapes, these are the forms, these are the materials that you need to use. And because we illustrated that in some of the existing buildings, they're all probably 200 years old, none of which were probably designed by an architect, but they're very sort of generic, organic from that area. So that appealed to me, but it also appealed to the owner. We were hired just like that. We hit the nail on the head. That's how I got started.
For 35 years, John has worked on sustainable buildings at a time when green was just a color, as he puts it. I discovered one quality he has that I think helped him creating his own job. And it's not really a quality that is usually promoted, especially among entrepreneurs.
I've always had, even when I was, before I fell into this specialty and discovered it and started running with it, I've always had an interest in designing buildings that fit into their environment. I thought that was always important. I don't want my buildings to sort of, as I would describe it, stick out like a sore thumb. I want them to fit in. I want them to look like they belong there.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something that appeals to me. Maybe it's because a lot of times to me, the architecture is an outgrowth of the architect's ego. I don't think I have a big ego. So I like to be very modest in my buildings. And so I'd like to design them to respond to the environment and respond to the needs of the horse.
Modesty. Here is an interesting quality nowadays. John said he find his way by luck, but I think he has another quality. a quality that horses teach us. He knows how to listen. Listen to the horse needs, to the environment, to humans.
Why would we design barns? Because the horses really should not be in the barn except under extreme conditions. But there are basically four values. And one is the value of the horse. Now, you could buy a horse for $500. You could buy it for $500,000. And that may affect your value and how you approach that horse. The other is the value invest in that horse in training. Training of yourself, training of the horse. Then the other is the value of the care and maintenance, like farrier, vet, feed, and all that sort of stuff, that sort of thing. That adds to value. But the fourth value, which can far exceed the other three combined, is the emotional value. And I have found through custom design farm facilities, not just the barn, but the entire farm, that for my clients that come to me, they're not only concerned with the health and safety of their horse, but they because they've invested a lot in their horse, invest a lot in that aspect of their life, it becomes part of them, and they want to create an environment that they can enjoy. Because you're not on the horse 24/7, but you're around and you're thinking of that horse much of the day and much of your time, and it's a part of your life, a part of your family.
I reflected on our conversation and find two major common points between what John described and the creative process. The first one is a different way to look, to adopt a different perspective when you draw or paint. You are not finding solutions. You are looking for problems. And the second one is the raison d'être of what we do. It's that vital emotional connection that moves us, all of us. And that's what horses teach us. If you want to hear more stories or yourself have a story to tell, go to murraysound.com and sign up to the newsletter.